Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021, my brown loaders, wherever you are around the world. We're going to kick this year off right. Okay, we know there's lots of reasons to be doomy and gloomy, but not here. Not on my watch. So let the fun times roll for 2021. Yo, Mr. Butchin. Shall we start?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the first brown load of 2021.
Oi, oi.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to each and every one of you, and to you, Kedge, and to you, Satch. And a belated happy birthday as well, Kedge.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Happy New Year to both of you. I think this feels different already. I think for 2021, it feels different.
What do you mean? No, you know, it doesn't actually feel different, Kedge.
No, I know, but you have to say things like that, don't you, in the new year?
Yes, you do. You feel the need. It's like because it's the new year, your optimism is overriding the reality. Yeah. And yes, we all want it to be different. And so, yeah, we might go, it feels different. It feels different. And we might be right. It might be the turning point. You know, vaccines out, Brexit, deals done. We spoke about this last week. You know, things are looking more optimistic. But actually, they're not. We know infection numbers are so soaring here in the UK. London's now gone into another lockdown. Before we get into all of that, I was trying to focus on the positivity of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and the celebrations that went on since we last spoke.
Whoa, hang on. Was there positivity on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? I'm just asking the question.
Well, agreed. It was a weird New Year. Whole of Christmas, the whole of the whole festive break was just weird this time around. Agreed. Plus, because me and my wife both tested positive, and so did Milo as well.
Oh, really?
He in the home kit test, you know, the one that he did a week after the one that when my wife tested positive for our Dubai test, so we didn't go to Dubai, obviously. And then a week later, we did it, and the three of us got it. And I think that means probably Logan had it as well, but he just wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't sit still for the thing test. So
swab.
I felt a bit, and the swab. I was to say fob. Fob's not the right word. That's the alarm. Sorry, I knew that. I knew the alarm doesn't work anymore.
That's
either.
Why he didn't test positive. You were sticking the alarm down his throat.
Exactly. I'm punching in numbers. I'm going, that is definitely the code. I don't know why it's not working. No, it is. It's been a weird one all round. But I got to say, New Year's Eve felt quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
Put the telly on, watched all the entertainment, watched all the build up, watched the hype. I've always loved Christmas and New Year telly. Even when I was a kid, I knew I wanted to be on the telly and the radio and everything around Christmas time. That was the time, you know, when all the special programs are on. I love that.
I mean, it was nice. I think the early part of New Year's Eve was nice. Like James Bond was on. Was it Spectre that was on?
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
I was watching that, and I thought that was quite nice. Like, you know, in the end of the year, it's always good to watch a James Bond film at any time. It just felt nice on that day.
And Mission Impossibles. They're all good. They're always, you will not be disappointed. Even if you've seen it, you can go again on both of those. So that's great. But anyway, coming to my New Year's Eve entertainment, I got to say, started off with, I was watching the various entertainment programs, and then it peaked with the brilliant Alicia Keys doing her little sing song, two-parter. She did like a pre-12 o'clock build-up. Yeah. Then we saw... I didn't think fireworks were happening, but we saw the fireworks in London that were happening, and then the amazing light display that they put on as well, and watched all of that. And then it went back to Alicia Keys with more of her songs. Some of her songs were like ones I hadn't heard, but most of them, you know, all the classics, you know, it was great.
That light show was the best thing that I think London has done in a long time. I thought that was brilliant. The story behind it, the narration, and I mean, I heard that those things weren't lasers; they were drones going into different shapes.
There were drones.
I mean, can you imagine flying all of those beauties? I thought that was brilliant.
Ked, you're looking at it like as if one person's flying one drone and there's about 400 people flying a drone. It don't work like that, mate.
Oh.
They're just all programmed, aren't they?
Yes. You press a button and all of them go up.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was you know, sort of, you know, Johnny Old Patel driving, flying that one, and then there was Pete Smith flying this one, and then they go, right, into formation, get into a heart, NHS. You're... Oh, I'm the end. I've got to fly this part of the end. I thought it was like that.
No, mate.
You thought it's like Top Gun, like a little, or the red arrows.
Formation. You know. Yeah.
But
oh, well, like... in that case, then it was pretty average.
No, but it's still it's something unique. It was impressive.
Yeah, it was good. But did anyone see the fireworks from Australia?
No.
So, because they started happening at about 12:30.
It's hard. The view from my house is terrible.
I could see it via Sky News, and it went on for ages. It was spectacular, and I just thought all this money could have been spent on a cure for the coronavirus.
Oh, you're not one of them. No, you can see, if you look at it like that, that's like, then you will have no mazza in your life.
This year, I think this year in particular, I don't think they should have spent money on that. I just think, you know, bump up the NHS, bump up everything that we need for the huge. If we can feed every single animal on this planet, why can't we feed every human on this planet?
True. Can you stop eating paneer from now on? You don't need it. You don't need it. No, you can survive off. You can lick an aloo and you can smoke a bengan, yeah, and then you're fine. And that's your. Like, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Like, oh, they're not allowed fireworks. Australia are gonna say TK Maxx to you. TK Maxx to you, because they're like, they're nookie. You leave us alone.
2021. It's an odd number. No one cares. It's not anything special.
Of course they care.
I care. It's my life. It's my year. What are we doing?
I understand if it was the new decade or, you know, the millennium, but this was huge for 2021. I mean, the numbers all add up to 5. It's not even, they don't even add up to anything special. No,
well, I think for Australia, it's a bit different because, like, at the end of the day, the Aussies have kind of got rid of COVID. Like, people were out and partying as normal in the street. So that's why they thought, let's just go big. Why not? You can do it.
You're hating. You're just jealous because you're like, oh, just because you've solved your COVID, wait for us. You're that person that says, like, who didn't get into the club, who's now outside to go, who wants everyone else to leave the club. Well, hold on. Well, we're in. You're the idiot that didn't wear the right shoes.
Kedges that guy.
Yeah. And but now he's like, I can't believe you're going to leave me outside. Yeah, we are going to leave you outside because you're an idiot. Because you kicked off with the bouncers or you came here too drunk or whatever. It's your fault. Australians have looked after themselves. They've done well.
Sounds like you partied with me throughout all of my youth. Everything you mentioned there, yes, correct, yes, tick to all of those things.
Can I tell you why? The only clubs I've ever been not let into are the Watford, you know, those big clubs in Watford, Icon and Diva, whatever they're called.
Don't cuss those big clubs in Watford.
Oh, I'm not cussing them. They were the ones for the garage and all that back in there. What was it? One of them was called Icon, wasn't it? Or Diva? Or something
Destiny's.
Like that.
Destiny's.
Yeah, it was all cheesy. They're the ones that never let me in. You'd get into central London clubs, but I'm not good enough for Watford. Oh my God, it was just ridiculous. Anyway, that aside, what I'm saying is, good on you, Australia. You should celebrate. It's your patake. Go for it. Happy New Year.
Forget Australia. Alicia Keys. Did anyone kind of like enjoy that? Tommy said that he kind of liked it. I was a bit in the middle of the road about it. Like, you know, I wasn't really sure. I think she's a great singer. I'm just not sure about her songs.
Okay.
What?
Hold on. Before you start that, I'm now going to back up that statement and I'm going to go a little bit further. Firstly, the good points. I thought she had a brilliant suit on with lovely mirrors taken from the Indian sari kind of theme. Like, brilliant. I wish I could wear a suit like that. Lovely.
Just to point out, it was like a blazer jacket with like a mirror bra, bikini style top. I don't...
The bra was normal, glittery, but there was big sort of mirrors on her sort of jacket, at the bottom of the jacket and the bottom of her trousers.
It was kind of Navratri-esque.
Yeah, it was Navratri. it was like Alicia Ben from Gujarat. But I would search there. Firstly, let's go with, it's our new year, England.
Oh, here we go.
A famous Punjabi phrase, then Nuki, I mean, hold on, you're in America. Don't be celebrating our new year for us, love.
That, okay, then in which case, every foreign player, can you remove from your Tottenham Hotspur side? I'm like, Kedge, that is a ridiculously backward statement. But we have got, hold a minute, stop. Right, we have got a global superstar. This is like she's like John Legend. She's up there with, she is a singer, songwriter. She writes her own Ghana. She's a craftswoman. She's brilliant. She's been around for like, what, probably about 20 years now, 25 years, I think her career's been going since she did that first song. This is a wonderful, and it also, and so different to Craig David from last year, who was party, 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 rave, rave, rave. This was a mellow, hey, yo, we're going to spread some good vibes. We're going to have a good time. Everything's wonderful.
And I was like falling asleep. It was 1 minute of midnight. And I was like, oh my God, we got to get excited. Ding dong, ding dong. No, I missed my birthday. The thing was, firstly, I like, you know, yeah, we had Craig David. We've got brilliant singers in this country. We could have had Ed Sheeran. We could have had Lewis Capaldi. We could have had, you know, the fella from Take That, whatever his name, Gary Barlow. It would have been, because they would have got the vibe of the nation. She was out there. It was pre-recorded. She didn't know, you know, it was only 2 minutes to go to the new year. She said, as we get closer, only a few minutes to go. No, actually, darling, it's just two, right?
So, listen, that's not her fault. She's following a script. She's there to sing the song. You're way too harsh here.
Firstly, it was that, right? Secondly, I was the champion for Alicia Keys in the house, because I was going, right, we're watching Alicia Keys. Put it on. Put on the volume on. Surround sound. Oh, this is how we're going to do it. And it just didn't. And I was waiting for a rave and a come on, let's go for it. We're going to.
She's not a rave kind of person.
No. Got me excited. It was just. It felt like all of 2020, the build up to that, it was just flat.
Well, firstly, okay, it was a mellow show, but it's like saying, oh, Michael Bublé, oh, why didn't he do Jungle? Why didn't he do any drum and bass? You're asking the wrong person for the wrong thing. You walked into KFC and you want a Lambuna. It's not going to happen, right? Yeah. You're in the wrong place.
He's right.
And Alicia Keys, because of the tone of the nation, and I think she did something really clever, actually, because of the tone of the year, she played it just right. And she even said, right, we are celebrating one of the best things ever. We're looking forward to the best 2021 ever. She didn't even mention coronavirus. I love that. She didn't mention COVID-19. She mentioned briefly, I think she said, it's been a tough year for a lot of us. And that was it. And I'm like, good. I want to focus on optimism, Alicia. Sing me those great songs. She's on the piano. But I think the reason why I like her so much more now is because of that Song Exploder episode that I keep talking about on Netflix. It's a series called Song Exploder. They talk about how these songs explode to become big hits. They talk to her. It's that host that who used to have a podcast, and now he was talking to REM. But he talks to Alicia Keys, and they go through this whole process of her making a record. And I just saw her as a craftsperson and just thought, she's amazing. She's so into her craft. And I love that. And you would love that as well. I know both of you two would watching her.
She didn't make me explode on New Year's Eve. That's all I'm saying.
Did anyone make you explode?
I was expecting no explosion.
Anyway. The production.
Exactly. How was the week though? How's the week been after that then? How's it all been?
Before we talk about the week, I just want to talk to you about New Year's Eve midnight. And I actually fell asleep. I missed it all. And it was actually my neighbours' explosions that woked me up.
Yeah.
My neighbours all over the place were exploding everywhere with their fireworks, of course. And that's the only thing that woke me up that day. Like, other than that, I missed it. I watched Alicia Keys, and as Ked says, I fell asleep a bit. I was struggling.
Okay. She has a lovely voice to put people to sleep.
No,
she has a lovely voice.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing, and I ain't gonna lie, I watched it again the next day because my wife, obviously being my wife, fell asleep, and then I watched it again. I was like, "Yep, this is still great." And then the songs that I didn't really know that well last night, I now knew quite well. So big up Alicia Keys. There you go. In a recent survey conducted by the Brownlow, one in three Asian men respect, rate, and would listen to Alicia Keys on New Year's Eve. There you go. It's an official poll now. It's out there as a stat. Satch, you were saying about your week. Okay, so after that, how's the week been so far?
About the week, like, I mean, sort of after that. Like, you know, a lot of people were in this sort of idea of, you know, 2021, it's going to be great. Things are going to change overnight. Yeah. Things are going to, you know, move and improve and all this kind of jazz. I think it went the other way a bit more. we were kind of hoping for some sort of good news or something, but it kind of went a bit backwards. And, you know, as we all know now, lockdown 3.0 is is here. Is it number three? Is it four? Or what is it? What number are we up?
Well, it's three, but it's two, because this is a proper lockdown like we had in March or the first one. So that's why people are saying it's two.
The other one was like a half.
Exactly. Yes. Whatever it is, we've had more lockdowns than Sheffield United have got points, basically.
Good job, though. Yeah, it's close. And on that note, actually, using the football analogy, I think like 2021 is like David Moyes, or like it's inherited last year's problems. Do you know what I mean? Like it's the previous manager's 2020's fault, and now he's got to fix it. And as we know, he's doing a good job. But it's like it's in the same way. Like hopefully you've got to allow 2-3 months for the changes of 2021 to kick in. So this new manager is going, I know, vaccine, and here we go, the stricter lockdowns, bosh, 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 and then we'll see the benefits of it. Summer.
But the problem was the manager was the same in 2020 and it's the same management in 2021. So
yeah, that is true actually. We've got the same bun. That he's not even dressing any differently. He looks exactly and sounds exactly the same. Did you see with the most recent Boris announcement, I suddenly got a barrage of drinking games where it's all the phrases that he says, and people, every time he says any of these phrases, reluctantly, together. Every time he says together, you've got to do a shot and all this stuff. I'm like, wow, people are turning Boris's speeches into like party games. But you're right. I still feel, despite the numbers being what the numbers are for infections and the amount of people that are now coming out as having it, I still feel optimistic about this year. I feel like we're at the last of the worst, and come May, June, July, we're going to start to see it being in the distance.
Let's hope so.
I can feel that.
Can I just add to that? And yes, all that positivity, but you know, it is, and we a little bit seriousness here. It is quite serious. There was something about, you know, more than 1 million people in England have got this coronavirus now who are infected with it, which means that in London, it's like 1 in 30 have got it. So yeah, I still see people not taking this seriously. You know, oh, I'm still mixing. Oh, I'm still doing this. Oh, I'm still going out. I'm still meeting my mum and dad or rallies and whatever. And it's like, you've got to stop doing that now. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, otherwise we're never going to get out of this hole.
You know, on that note, like, again, this is going back to something that we were saying a while ago. I'm still seeing some people with half masks on.
Yeah.
And you sort of feel like, guys, you know, don't get me wrong, I was a bit of a mask cynic at the start because I'm like, really, do we really need this? Because I just, all my life, all these things that come about have always been nonsense. They've always been conspiracy theories and actually turn out to be a pile of poop. Nothing. Like, I keep thinking back to Millennium Bug, you know, or all those things. And you think, well, it's just useless people running the country. They don't know what they're doing. They're panicking people, all that. So this, I thought, might be the same as that. But now I'm like, look, it's a viral
disease.
It's real. Even like, you know, look, you know, even if you kind of think, oh, it's not as serious as it is and people are hamming it up, whatever you think about it, it exists. It is killing people. And why take the risk? Cover your whole face and nose up. People got their nose out like they're on holiday and it's their, you know, they want to get a suntan.
And just get the app. Just get the app. The amount of people, what app? Oh, and then I went, oh, they were like, oh no, I don't want them to track and trace me. Bruv, you've got an iPhone or a Samsung phone. Do you know how much that is tracing your backside? So forget about NHS tracing an app. Do you know what I mean? That's going to be the least of your worries. Yeah. The fact is that before COVID, we were all going bowling, sticking 3 fingers into holes and then carrying on eating chips.
And then we got to the bowling alley and then we played.
Now you're worried about a track and trace app. Come on, wake up.
Hey, technically, if anyone listens to this podcast right now, you're sticking your 3 fingers into me, Kej and Satch. Enjoy.
Don't be zamane, shot lagane, 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 lagane,
let me get this in before you boys do, because I feel like I know you so well now. Our relationship is, you know, so deep. We're like finishing each other's
sentences.
Yeah. Okay. Well done. Well done. We so know each other, right? But I'm gonna quickly say something that I know you both, you boys, are gonna say. Number one, Vijanuary is back. Kedge, yes. I know that's what you were going to say. I knew he'd be so excited that Vijanuary, people going vegan for January, that's happening, which means the thing that Sachi's going to say, because Sachi's clearly on a secret sponsorship deal, KFC's vegan burger's back. So I know Sachi's going to go, bruv, I thought I just mentioned on a podcast. I'm like, Sachi's so on a Colonel deal.
No, mate.
He's got a little Colonel. He's got a little Colonel backhand. He's got a Colonel in your back pocket.
No, mate. I'm not interested. Like, Vijanuary can do one this year. And also, I think, you know, people that were kind of contemplating doing dry Jan, that's probably gone out the window for them as well this year, right?
Yeah. Any motivation, anyone who was going, come on, that's it, here we go, dry for January, dry for January, they go, you're in lockdown, your kids are staying at home, and I'll forget it, let's open a bottle of wine. But fair play to anybody who wants to now start a diet, right? I'm gonna just mention this. I've mentioned it a few times throughout the year, but my diet started January the 10th last year. So Kedge, as we know, turns 40 on January the 1st last year. And we ended up going out on January the 10th. Yep. And that was the last time I drank. And then from January the 11th onwards, I've not had a drop of alcohol. So it's now coming up to a few days away, I am now, from my 1 year anniversary. But what I found went with the drink. So what I did was, I dropped the drink, but then I replaced it with dessert. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to have whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm going to eat what I want. I can enjoy it. And then after about 3 days of doing that, you go, I don't really want dessert and stuff. So then you end up just reducing your portions. Mm. And then because you're not drinking as much, anyone who's a drinker will kind of know that you have a few drinks, you get a bit of an appetite, and then you'll eat a little bit later than normal because you've had a few drinks and you don't want to lose that buzz. So you end up eating earlier. Then you go to bed earlier. You wake up hungrier. So you have a decent breakfast. And you have a decent lunch and you eat early again. And then that cycle, guys, I can tell you, this time last year, I was 16 stone. Today, I'm 13 and a quarter stone. Over 2.5 stone.
Wow, brilliant.
Okay, well, and again, okay, in the last few months, I've been running a little bit more, 2-3 times a week, but not fast. You've seen me. I take about 36, 37 minutes to do 5K, which my wife can do it in 22, 23 minutes.
And can I just say as well?
Yeah.
One big change for Tommy there. Tommy used to be nuts on the whole gymming thing. Go, gym, weights. And then this guy, I feel sorry for him, but you know, who was I to tell him anything? But he would really pound it in the gym. And then after a couple of months, his back's gone or his legs hurting or this. Yeah. And then he goes into that routine again. He doesn't do anything for a while. He feels rubbish.
And also, you're hungrier because you're doing weights. So then you're like, oh, I've got to eat, I've got to. And you're like, you're literally going boggled because you've done weights and your muscles are going, feed these. And all you feed them with is Alu Ale Pronte, which makes you even bigger. You know, so it's like, now I'm having protein shakes and greens, like powdered greens. So I make sure I'm getting that in. I'm having small meals, whatever I want. I just now had a chicken burger. You know, you have a chicken wrap, you have a chicken salad, you have just vegetables, whatever. You just mix it up. And it's worked.
So what are you getting? Are you going to be a personal trainer for 2021? Are you going to write a book?
Book is available. my pamphlet is available. So all I was going to say is, like, a year whizzes by really quickly. And I don't think you should think about, if anyone's thinking about starting a diet, I don't think you should think about the year or anything like that. Just take it day by day, week by week, and just kind of just stick with it for a day and then stick with it for tomorrow and then stick with it for the day after. And watch, before you know it, week's gone, month's gone, and you're rolling.
Can I just add to that? And I want to maybe just challenge you, because I know Vijanuary is a little bit extra, because obviously, you know, you have to change your whole diet and it does take a lot of planning, and it's difficult. You're in lockdown, you can't get all the, you know, ingredients. It's not readily available and all that. But for both of you, and both of you know the advantages, is if you could try and just go vegetarian for a month, you will feel lighter. You feel more energy, because especially for your mental health and all of that. There was someone that I work with who's like you, Tommy, loves his meat. Yep. Had the big sort of the big Christmas dinner. Yep. Right? And he was lying there. He was telling me, and he goes, I was sitting there. He goes, I'd stuffed it. I had pig's blanket, this, turkey, that, and all of that. Yep. He goes, I was sitting there watching a film, and he goes, I was feeling awful.
Yeah.
In the evening, and he went, I was sitting there with all this animal inside me. And he went, that's why I was feeling lethargic. And he went, just then, he decided, I'm not going to have no meat. and he hasn't had any meat since then.
Oh, well done.
He hasn't gone vegan, but he hasn't vegan, but he stopped eating meat.
What part of him was the animal in?
Yeah, but a lot of Kedgy's friends like put ferrets down their trousers and things like that. They're those kind of guys. Like, they think it's funny, and then all of a sudden the ferret's gone missing for a week and then it reappears.
What I would say is give it a go, because the energy levels, you know, when we used to work on the breakfast show, I was like, you know, people. My middle name was Jumping Jack Flash, wasn't it? Really, because it was just full of energy.
That's three middle names, but yeah. You were always full of beans, but I also think, Kedge, that's just you. I know your dad, I know your brother, I know no one else in your family is like you. So, you know, you are wide in a certain way. But coming back to what you're saying, change is good. And if you've always been a meat eater, mixing up your diet and changing it is going to be good. So there's actually four of the best diets for 2021 in an article here, right? Which I came across.
Is this the book? Is this the book you read?
No, this is nothing to do with me. This is an article from everydayhealth.com. Right? And it says the four best diets. The first one, top of the list, and this has been around for a few years, is the Mediterranean diet. Now, do you know what that means in a nutshell? So it's basically, it's more fruit and veg and pulses and fish, right? This is meat in very small portions, whole grains, fatty fish, olive oil, nuts. And actually, you're allowed some red wine and some dairy as well. So some people quite like it. They're like, oh, you know, you get the odd bit of tipple and stuff. But that's the number one diet. They say that is. But listen to what that diet is. It's nothing revolutionary. Whole foods, nothing processed, fresh fruit and veg, you know, grill it, you know, bake it, whatever you want to do, however you want to do your veg. But even like our desi diets, just do your, have your paneer, have your aloo gobi, have your sabji, stick to one roti rather than four, Tommy. You know, have two pature rather than seven. I mean, I can smash. I can easily do seven or eight pature. That with gimma and a bit of dain. Oh my, I just keep going, boom, boom, sholle pature, bam, 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 bam. Just don't stop. Anyway, I'm like a paintbrush with them, just dipping it in there. It's lovely. But anyway, fresh fruit and veg. So the Mediterranean diet is one. They're saying Weight Watchers is really good because it's calorie counting or things similar to Weight Watchers. Number three, this is an interesting one, right, is the vegetarian diet. And they're saying, actually, we shouldn't really call being vegetarian a diet. It's a lifestyle choice. But it said going vegetarian improves the environment and yourself. Weight loss, though, is a benefit because your body can break down the calories that are in vegetables quicker than they can in meat. So you can have more calories if you want, but it breaks down quicker. And then finally, it was the flexitarian and semi-vegetarian. I think that's where you are, Satch, in a way, because you have your veg days and you go flex. So again, those are the four diets. Pick one and mix them up a little bit. But ultimately, it's saying cut out the process, cut out the crap, and stick to kind of simple, clean, whole foods and watch the results. And, you know, good luck. I mean this wholeheartedly. If someone's starting something and you don't want to tell anyone, but you want to tell us, just drop me an email, right? hello@thebrownload.com and go, Tom, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for this, you know, and see how you get on. My sister's doing it. My sister's starting a bit of a thing. I've got another cousin who's dropped the booze for a bit, who's going, right. And they've phoned me about it because they know I've done it. So that's amazing. I'm now that guy who's influencing others. So I thought, put it down. You know,
you should Instagram, be out in Dubai.
My Instagram's probably gone up to like millions of followers, because if I'm technically an influencer now, I might just post. I'm going to post a selfie and I'm going to talk about how I'm feeling inside. Good. And my emotions and how I wish everybody the best of peace and love.
I'll tell you how I'm feeling about 2021. I've just had 10 minutes of you guys telling me to turn vegetarian. I mean, you know, this is a disaster already. I'm stuck in my house and now you're telling me not to eat anything.
Get more veg. I think there's nothing wrong in that. And the only thing that annoys me about it is I have to look at Kedge nodding away at me like, finally, he's come around to my way of thinking. Like he owns vegetables. Like he gets royalties on every bit of chana and dal that gets consumed.
No, but I was the co-founder of the Veganuary month,
Yeah, but by the way, Veganuary, don't do it. I think that is a fad. There you go.
That's so I'm going to add. Just get more healthy stuff into your stomach. I think that's the key.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Bindi and the Bengals. We light it up like a candle. Don't ask Kumari where your man go. We don't need no guns, wear my sandals. It's the Bindi and the Bengals. We talking Hindi, what's your angle? Don't ask Kumari where your man go. guns when my stand up. 24K, I'm on that real, real. Your 10K, that's my meal, meal. I'm really talking rollies, talking about these roaches. They call me MTV, cause I just hustle on them roadies. Only coconut, we don't sip on codeine. 10,000 years, what the f show me? Cause you don't really know where you came from.
You don't really know where you came from. Daughter of the king, you can tell by my actions. I really make it happen, no acting. Fly like Aladdin, genie on my back. Got love for the South Asians, got love for my accent. In young girl, got love from the streets to the mansions. And it's the Bindis and the Bengals. We light it up like a candle. Don't ask Kumari where your man go. We don't need no guns, wear my sandals. We rockin' saris and Ferraris. Mixin' that Shiva with that Marley. Don't ask Kumari where your man go. We don't need no guns, 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 guns.
Unko chup karana tha, unko chup karana tha. Zamana jana ye kyun, in sab ko chup karana tha. I had to put him on mute, I had to put him on roots. I had to tell him the truth, son, I'm just paying my dues. Got love from my soil, bloodline is royal, bloodline is loyal. You took it from us, still nothing like me. What you didn't build, you'll never destroy. 10,000 lions, don't sleep on the giant. First of a kind, we do this for you, we do this for you. Just stand in the line. Super, super natural flow, feeling like I'm Kali. Mixing Benjamins with them Gandhis. International, Kumari, Indian, Barbie, but the gang is Gulabi, huh?
Following on from the, celebrating the month of Veganuary and Tommy's Gyan on how to eat healthy for this year, Sat, you can now wake up. It's finished, but I'm going to carry on that theme.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on that theme and ask you boys if you've heard about Mystic Veg.
Oh, like Mystic Meg?
Yeah. But no, Mystic Veg. I mean, you know, I can absolutely understand if you've, you know, sort of confused and mistaken that for someone, people calling what they call me every now and then. But this is actually a lady called Jemima Packington. Have you heard about this lady?
No.
She can basically predict the future.
Hang on. Does she look at a certain veg, like how Mystic Meg looked at a crystal ball?
Yes, you're onto the right path here.
She look at a vegetable and think, rah, look at that, I don't know, whatever it is.
Not and only see the future. Does she look at them, but what she does is, instead of looking into a crystal ball, she will use asparagus tips and fling them into the air. And then she reads, she looks at the tips in the air.
I pictured droopy little asparagus ones then, but I was like, what's that? Asparagus tips. You know what this reminds me of? You know when they have like, oh, Gary the goldfish is going to predict that who's going to win the World Cup?
Yeah.
Or like all those things. So this is like a Mystic Veg. So she like throws in a bit of asparagus.
She grabs like a few,
like a bunch of them.
Asparagus,
if that is the plural word for it. And then
asparagi, I think it is plural.
And then she chucks them in the air and then she looks out at the tips while they're in the air. And then she can tell you what's going to happen in the year. And some of her predictions are really interesting. And I thought, you know what, I've got to share it with the boys because we're on a podcast, we can then refer back to this podcast.
Yeah, of course.
Mystic Veg was any good. Now, she's predicted that foreign travel is going to become quite an occasional option rather than an annual norm. So we are not going to be traveling as much. Interesting. She said there's the extreme weather conditions, tropical storms, they are going to be becoming more frequent over this year.
Yeah.
So sorry to bring the bad news.
Yeah, doom and gloom.
But the good news is that she's saying that although COVID is causing havoc across the world at the moment with the arrival of the vaccines, she is saying June 2021.
Yeah.
Is where it's going to start looking better, although we will not return to pre-pandemic days.
Well, that's what I said. I think the summer is... I think that's a fairly sound prediction she's made so far. What I'm more curious about...
Then it goes a bit deep.
Oh, okay, here we go. Go on. Go on.
It's some predictions about Harry and Meghan.
Oh, specific. Go on.
Yeah. She said there's going to be at least two divorces.
What do you mean, at least two? With them two? How does that make sense? What do you mean?
I don't. But she says there's going to be two big divorces, celebrity ones, and Harry is going to come back to England on his own.
I don't say that.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Psychics aren't supposed to do that. I don't care if you're Mystic Veg or not. You're not supposed to give bad news. Everyone knows that. When you go and see if you go and see like a numerologist or anything, they don't say things like that. She's looking to just up. She's looking.
Agree.
To kind of.
She's got an agenda. Annoyed. Got an agenda.
And why asparagus? What is it in the asparagus that reveals that? How does asparagus go up in the air and go, oh, Harry and Meghan?
Asparagus creates in the air. She can read it. I mean, you know, who can explain these kind of things? You can't. You just got to believe them.
No, I think this is a fad. Look, number one, with the whole climate changing thing, that's not a prediction. That is happening. Like, you know, any one of us could say that and be like, yeah, things are getting worse. Weather's going to get worse because we know it's happening. It has happened over the last 10 years or something.
I always do.
Satch, what if I got an idea for you, Satch? What if me and you started off Mystic Kedge? We get Kedge, we throw him in the air. Depending on how he lands, we go, yeah, it's going to be a rubbish day. or if he lands on his head, we go, brilliant, it's going to be a great day.
This could be like a weekly tradition that happens during January.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he broke a bone. Oh, what does that mean? It means, oh, you got to eat more meat. That's what it means. It means your bones are like asparagus.
I don't even know how people like this get the time of day. Like, this is just ridiculous. Number one, the method behind whatever she's doing is ridiculous.
Why? Because you don't understand. You don't understand it, Satch.
I don't think she understands it either. I can throw like, I don't know, three chicken drumsticks in the air and be like, oh, we landed this way. Something bad's going to happen.
I'd be on the floor to catch the chicken drumsticks. I'd be like, well, you quickly read them, but before they hit the dirt, let me just be there with my Scooby snack mouth.
See what I mean? No, it's a fad. Sorry. I'm not having it at all.
Well, have you got any news or anything else that we can look forward to this year?
Yes, go on. I think 2021 is going to be an exciting year because, and we've touched on this, and I think I've got more into this throughout the last year, space travel. Space travel is like upping in many ways. They're saying because obviously there's fewer people traveling, like you say, in aeroplanes and going on holidays, the skies are clearer. So people with telescopes like me can see things in space clearer than they could do before. So there's this. Yeah, I've got a telescope in the loft. I know everyone cusses me about it. My cousins cuss me because they go, "You're peeping Tom."
That is a bit dodge. There's definitely something dodge about that.
That is dodge.
That is nothing dodge about that. If it's in the loft, it goes out. The little loft window points up to the sky, and it doesn't extend out like the blooming Hubble.
Do you have a special seat that you can sit on and rotate as well?
It's not a seat. It's just a recliner because it helps when because of the angle or whether you know you want to because you have to. Yeah, but anyway, because you want to look upwards, you have to tilt the bottom of the actual telescope, the eyepiece where your eye goes like against, that has to be quite low down. So a chair is actually too high. You've got to be pretty low. But anyway, look, that aside, my point is, skies are clearer. There's lots going on space activity-wise. There's lots we can see throughout this year. There's lots that we can follow action-wise. For example, NASA is putting in the work to get people back on the moon, right? To get humans on the moon, first time since 1974, whenever it was that it happened, or 72. And they want to do that in 2024, but the prep starts this year. So they've got an unmanned rocket that's going to go around the moon and do like a kind of a recce, check it out before humans actually get to do it. That's happening this year. So that's called the Artemis 1. Look out
just,
for that.
Just very quickly for that, they should put some of those influencers on there just to go and test it out because they'd like to be, you know, first on the scene.
Cutting edge.
Just chuck them in there.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, exactly. And also
at this rate, it'll be Tommy.
You know, and I'd be there for the fitness element because people are like, oh wow, let's learn from what he's got to say. He knows everything. There's also this excites me, the new James Webb Space Telescope. You might have heard of the Hubble, right? Hubble is old now. It's last season's telescope. They're going to get this new James Webb Space Telescope, which is going to take her from the Hubble, and it goes out October of this year. It goes deep into space as a telescope and then looks beyond anywhere we've seen before. So you can go further into space, therefore further into our past, further into the history and the creation of the universe. You have to see things. You have to see planets and clearer than we've seen before from other galaxies. It'll also This is the exciting bit. It has the capacity of scanning thousands of planets for alien life, even those planets that are thousands of light years away. It sees further into space. It can measure water, carbon dioxide, all the atmosphere. We could find out whether we really are alone or not because of this telescope. I mean, imagine it's like you've had the PS1 all this time and boom, they've just come and dropped the PS5 on you now. And they're going, oh, the capabilities, the graphics just are just more. You're like, bring it on. Who knows what we're going to find? You know, who knows? And then, by the way, there's a mission to Mars happening as well. That's all going on. There's still a race for all that. There's loads of space activity. There's all the Elon Musk stuff that's going on and his rockets and stuff. So it's like, this is the year to get into following space. If you've got kids like I have, get them into it. It's a wicked one that you could just, you know, your imagination goes. You know, you get learning new facts. We could be learning new stuff about ourselves.
Remember when I throw stones at your window? I could tell you're the one, you're the end goal. We were said we were what everyone wants. No one thinks when you're deep and you're in it. Communicate like we're on different planets. It was time, it was done, but we didn't end all. Look at us now, what have we become? I don't.
Gives a sheet? I give a sheet. So I've got a great story for you about Kelsey Leverton, who really does give a sheet about her family. She gives a sheet about the guests that she has at her house. What am I talking about? It's because Kelsey Leverton, who is a 42-year-old mum,
right,
decided it was time to reduce the family's excessive use, and I couldn't believe this number, work this out, of 288 loo rolls a year. That's what they go through, this family.
Right.
288, 52 weeks a year, that's what, five loo rolls a week.
That's ridiculous.
That's normal. Yeah.
Five loo rolls, Kej. She's got a family of four people, two kids, and a husband.
Hang on, what was the number?
That's 288. So it's just over five loo rolls a week.
I don't think that's a lot at all.
So you think one person using 1.2, 1.25 loo rolls, are you telling me you get through over a loo roll a week? No way, Kej. No, you don't.
Of course I do.
I mean, you might have a lot of.
You're one of them. You're a frrr one. Right? You pull it. Frrr. You know when you pull it and and the thing just rattles. It rattles and it goes round.
No, I used frrr. To be. My mum told me off, so I stopped doing that.
Well,
I used to be.
I bet you still are. Once a frrr, always a frrr. That's what we say. You
know. But I think most people go through at least a toilet roll a week. Come on, guys. You are being hard.
What? This is I'm talking about a toilet roll per person.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Right. This week, guys, everyone keep a toilet paper dummy, right? Start fresh. Take your toilet paper. You have to keep your own toilet paper, and you take it in with you. Let's see how long it lasts. Let's keep a diary.
Let's not keep a diary.
We'll compare the diary stats next week.
No, all you got to say is I went through one. I went through one and a half. I went through two. It's quite simple.
Fine. Okay. Well, that aside. Okay. So once you monitor that, once you realize that maybe you, like Kelsey, are overly using toilet roll, how can you save the planet? She went down to Leicester Market and she bought some terry toweling. She bought a meter, square meter of terry toweling kapra, and she cut it into 50 strips. Right, they're grey wipes, and they're still growing strong today. And that was, she bought that a year ago. So for a year, she's been basically reusing towel material to wipe after her and her family use the toilet.
Hang on, that don't make sense, because if you use it, then you've got to bin it.
No, you don't bin it. What she said?
What do you
is,
mean what, you don't bin it?
What she on, does is says it says what they first do. They have an alternative little basket dorkery thing, which is scented. Which is lined and scented, and you just put it into there, and she washes them, and away they go, and you get to go again. She says, I use fresh scents in the little basket, like orange, lemon, peppermint, or frankincense. Just put a few drops at the bottom of the bins, and they don't get smelly at all. Because that was one of my things. I thought, oh, the bin's going to stink, like, you know, right next to you in the toilet.
But I think a smelly bin is the least of the problems with this scenario here.
That is disgusting.
It's not about the smelly bin. It's about the whole point of someone comes around your house, they use these strips to have a little wipe on, and then they chuck them in the bin, and then you've got to clear that up.
But you see, terry toweling... But terry toweling is that material that we, back in the day, they used to use on babies' washable nappies. So you think now, back in the day, we all had washable, you know, well, not we didn't, I didn't, I think I'd probably come into the new generation, but just before that, it would have been that kind of nappy that you just wash and go again. Wash and go again. That was the way it was.
But that's a baby, it's different.
Yeah, but how's it different? Dirty, dirty, bruv.
Oh, God. No, I don't know about that.
This is, I mean, the gun juice level from this family is unbelievable.
It gets worse because when guests come over, they go, where's the toilet roll? And she offers them the towels, and she says some guests are like a bit like, nah, mate, I'm not using this. If this has been in your crease, I want my own one. And so she does have toilet rolls for those people, but she saved loads of money on toilet roll. And she's also, you think a 9-pack of toilet roll, that's a fiver, right? So 288 rolls, you do the math, you're into the hundreds of pounds. On top of that, she's doing a bit for the environment. If everybody across the planet did this, God, how many more trees would we have, Kedge? You know, and who loves trees? Vegetables. So yeah, there you go.
I think this is absolutely, this is like, you know, like I'm just looking at it in our sort of like houses. So what you're trying to say is if I go upstairs and cut one of my mum's saris or something and use that as a...
Lovely. Then you're just being fancy.
Don't use the glittery bits, please.
Yeah, or the mirror bits.
Don't use Alicia Keys' suit.
It just don't make sense. Just get toilet roll, bruv. That's what it's there for.
I just had a vision of Alicia Keys being on stage singing, I just want you close. Kedge's like just pulling on her jacket at the bottom. Like, I just need this little bit of material. Sorry. Just midway through a little New Year's Eve one. But look, I'm just thinking, look, what I'm saying is it's a novel idea. Here are people that are doing their little thing to save the planet. And it's out there and it's outrageous. But I loved it because I thought it's a great story.
So here's something that's sort of outrageous as well in its own way. And it's to do with Tesla cars. Obviously, we like Elon Musk on the podcast.
Yeah,
we talk about him quite a lot and what he does and you know, his cars and stuff. So anyway, the new Tesla has just had a brand new update. You know, they kind of have updates like how phones have updates and this, that, and the other. And you can actually set your horn on your car to be a fart noise.
Hold on a minute. So the outside of the car, they hear like...
Outside, and they can actually set it. So, you know, it picks up where people are sitting in the car. So if someone's sitting in the sort of rear passenger side and they sit down, you know, you can have it. So they're sort of blowing a little fart from their area.
And it looks like it comes from them. So everyone can else and go,
And it comes out there, you know, outside and inside the car.
Now, I thought this was a wind-up because someone on my street WhatsApp group, actually, it was one of the neighbors, sent it, and it was just the camera filming the dashboard and showing that you select the seat, like you say, back left passenger seat, and you can select the fart and the different types of fart, wet fart, long fart, prolonged fart, angry fart. This, you know, like it was like all these different styles.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
Angry farts. Yes. We can all associate ourselves with angry farts.
The ones that come out like a da.
Yeah.
They'd come with a what do you want? Ah, I'm here now. Right? So, and I thought actually, I thought it was an app. I didn't know it was inside a car. I thought it was something you can just, like an app you can put in the car. And this is Tesla fitting this into a brand new car. So you can have your car. Oh yeah. Can I get it with a metallic paint? Can I get it with a sunroof? Can I have it with the fart thing? Yeah. It's a thing.
The fart feature. I mean, the features on these cars are mad anyway. Like I saw someone who's actually got a Tesla and where they sat there and sort of charge it up. You know, when you're driving up the M1 or something, and you get to one of their charge points, you can sit there for half an hour and play a driving game with your steering wheel. And I thought that is incredible. Oh, there's just so much good stuff with this car.
What, on that screen, on that big screen?
Yeah, on the big screen, and you're using the steering wheel of the actual car.
Come on. Come
that
on,
that's good. That is brilliant. I love it.
I knew you would. As I looked at your face, and Ked was sort of like looking down a bit, like stroking his head, and then as Satch said, you can turn your car into a racing car game. You know, the 8-year-old in him woke up.
Brilliant. All that gadget stuff. It's brilliant. But while we're on this theme of baths and dirty and all of that as well, I mean, I might as well make it, the hat trick story as well, and just quickly mention and big up the fella who was in the West Midlands and who got caught smuggling a samosa up his chitter and was caught by the police.
Rewind. Say what you said again.
There was a guy in the West Midlands.
In the West Midlands who got caught.
Can we just say that that's Birmingham?
That is Birmingham. All right, if you want to really be obvious. Surrounding area. Birmingham-ish. Yeah, but it was reported in some Birmingham paper or whatever. And he was basically caught smuggling his favourite treat, a samosa, into his backside. He was taken into police custody and he was basically not sure how the food was going to be inside. So he thought he'd stick a samosa up and see if he could get away with it.
So, okay. So let's just get our head around this. This guy was unsure as to how good the food would be in a place that he was going to. So he thought he'd stick a samosa in his chitter, right? Then pull that samosa back out of his chitter, no doubt smelling like the inside of his chitter, and eat that because, hey, just in case the food's not that great at this place. That was his logic.
In his defense, he had type 2 diabetes as well. So,
That doesn't make sense. Can I just say, I think this guy's clearly lacked those skills when you're a kid and you know you have that box and you got to put the shapes through the holes. he's got it all wrong.
triangle peg, round hole. And he's like, I'll get it in there. No, you won't. Yeah, but I don't know what the food's going to be like. No. No. What are you going to say? Here, take these gulab jamuns instead.
Oh, tera piya itna haseen, kaise mujhse ye puche aaina, mera hi hai kya ye naseeb, ab bhi yakeen aaina, main teri nazar utaarun tujhe, jag se sambhalun koi, aaj tujh pe aaina. Jitna main pyar karu yaara kisi aur se na kiya tujhe toot ke jo maine nahi chaaha to pyar hi kya kiya ho tujhe jitna main pyar karu yaara kisi aur se na kiya
First podcast of 2021, and I thought it's only right if we all bring to the table our sort of recommendations for things to watch. Loads of things have been dropped on Netflix and you know, and all of those kind of streaming places. And I thought, you know what, I really, over the 2 weeks of doing nothing, I really got onto the streaming sort of series and stuff like that, and I saw loads of things. There was Bakwas involved in that as well.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
The Discovery of Witches, I started watching. I literally 20 minutes of that and I gave up. It was terrible. Right. So don't watch that on Sky Atlantic. But Christmas Day, I saw that Disney's Pixar Soul.
Oh, yes. I watched Pixar Soul.
And you know what? I mean, I'm not a fan of Disney stuff as much, but I saw Disney's Pixar's Onward and I thought that was quite good. So I thought, let's give this a go. And it was brilliant.
Disagree. So
this is
what's going on.
You watched it when you were ill.
No, not about nothing to do with illness. I watched Pixar's Soul. I think that might have been New Year's Eve. I think it was New Year's Eve, earlier in New Year's Eve. When did it come out? Did it come out New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or Christmas? Christmas Eve. Okay, right, fine. So it's one of those anyway. My point is, me and Milo watched it and Milo was more into it than I was. But I'm looking at it thinking, I'm sorry, these are the worst graphics ever. I've signed up for Pixar, right? What are you doing? You haven't even drawn. It's like the rough sketches of a Pixar movie. Pixar, the people gave us Toy Story, are then doing these weird blue lines for 90% of the film. There's only a little bit where it goes back out into the real world, right? And by the way, Onward and Inside Out are both, I wasn't feeling either of those two. So I think Pixar's having a wobble.
Now that Tommy's had his say, all I'm going to say is adults, I think this film is more for adults than for kids. Milo enjoyed it more than I did. A lot of kids are not liking it, but if you want to start off 2021 on the right foot, watch this film. It is brilliant. The message from this film is incredible.
I didn't even get the message because I thought the message was one thing.
Right film.
100%. I thought the message, it's about a musician. This is not a spoiler. This is in the trailer. It's about a musician who loves jazz, who falls inside a manhole, which is stupid in itself as a setup.
No, don't say that.
You can say that because then that's not anything to do with the film. Then it goes into how he's effectively, his subconscious is finding its purpose of life, right? That's why you like the film. That's why the message is all about finding your purpose, finding your reason for being. I didn't even get what his reason for being was in the end.
No, but that was the story. You didn't get it. That was the story. You don't need to have the purpose you plumb.
Oh, great. So the story is, the message is, you don't need to have a purpose in life. Great, everyone. Well done. And I'll tell you what, clearly you don't need to have a purpose in watching a film either, or even making a film. There was no purpose. It was just a sequence of effects put together, and everyone went, yeah, it's by Pixar. It's amazing. It's that not.
Sounds well great.
Anyway, I'll let our listeners and viewers and everyone just watch it themselves. They can make their mind up. Please email us.
Yes.
Yeah, hello@thebrownlow.com and let us know. I think it is a brilliant film. Anyway, moving on. I saw other things as well. So I finished Alice in Borderland. Brilliant. I think I loved it. It was slightly slow in places, but it does keep you going. I kind of like that kind of show.
I will get into that.
That was a good one. And then I saw a Russian film, Sputnik. Have you heard about that one? It's a sci-fi horror film kind of thing. Yeah, it is space. Yeah, there's a space. It starts off in space, but then they come back on Earth and the rocket is crash landing on planet Earth, but it brings back another person. Two went up, three come down. That's what I'm saying. It's quite good. I actually really enjoyed it. It was really good. A lot of subtitles, obviously, it's because in Russian, I don't speak Russian.
Two went up, three came down. It's a bit like the samosa in the chitter, wasn't it? It's like 1 minute. There's a third samosa. Where did this come from?
And finally, and this is going to be a rare thing for me, but I watched a Bollywood film. Oh. And I've washed my hands of Bollywood films. I'm being honest. I'm fed up of it. I'm bored of it. It's the same old, same old.
So what made you click on this one?
Because it looked different. It was on Netflix and everyone's seen it. It's called AK versus AK. It's Anil Kapoor's film.
Yeah.
And Anurag Kashyap. And I thought, you know what? It's only 1 hour 50. I might give that a go because that's not, you know what I mean? It's going to be, you know, Netflix are not going to commission something which is going to be, you know, 3 hours.
4 hours long. Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to watch it a little bit. What I do is I never read what the story's about or anything. I just watch it. And I started it and I got hooked. I opened the popcorn bag, caned the popcorn. It was intense. It was brilliant. So clever.
Let me pause you there for a second, right? Because I was at that stage that you were at before you clicked on it, right? So meaning I'd heard a bit about it,
right?
And I haven't watched a Bollywood film recently. I haven't watched a new release in a while. You're right. I agree. I think I'm a little bit done of sort of dance sequences and cheesy stories. I think I just want more. We're watching so many brilliant, thought provoking shows. I mean, if an Aamir Khan film came out, I'd be all over it because I know it's gonna be well made. It's gonna be well thought through. It's gonna be a good concept. And so I want something like that now, right? And so all I knew about this until you went on about AK versus AK 2 days ago, all I knew about it was it's a reality thing. This is what I'd heard in this order. It's a reality thing with a director and Anil Kapoor, and in it, Anil Kapoor has to, it's like a reality show, but he has to rescue his daughter who's been kidnapped. Straight away, I lost interest. I'm like, what?
Can I just say something? That's what people who don't get it would describe it as that,
and also
what you just said would put everybody off.
Absolutely,
because that is the first description of that film.
Okay, however, and I'm not going to say much more because I'm going to go back and want you to tell me what you know of it so far because you've watched it all. After you went on about it, I reluctantly last night started watching it. I thought, bless Tommy, it's Anil Kapoor. He's been on the radio show. He's done Desi Oki. You know, we know him. Anurag Kashyap is brilliant. He's done all those amazing films, those dark films as well, and Gangs of Wasseypur and all that kind of stuff. And what was the Sacred Games? That was him as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, okay, just, you know, Kedge is going, it's worth a go. Give it a go. Bruv, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Yeah. And I'm only about 20, 30 minutes in.
Wow.
Because I tell you what, I'm not, no, nothing to do with the plot. You can talk about it because you know more about the story. But what I think this show reflects is the fact that finally young, new people are in charge of commissioning and making shows at Netflix and all these companies, and now in India and hopefully soon in Indian cinema, once they get rid of like nepotism and all that other stuff and the same old faces that are running it, you get new blood in, you get new ideas in, you get new ideas in, you get AK versus AK. And it's so brilliantly made so far. That's all I'll say. Go on.
Well, I mean, the director is a young fella. I say young. He's your same as your age, actually. Vikram Aditya Motwane. He's the same age as Tommy. You can tell it's a new perspective.
32 years and old.
40. 40.
Oh.
Come on, bro. But you know what? As I was watching it, I was smiling a lot.
Yeah.
And I felt and watching Anil Kapoor, and I felt so like happy that we have been in his presence and we've witnessed him act and be himself, and you know, he did Desi Oki with us, he did a little music video for us, he acted in that, and we did all of those stupid things with him. And he by far his acting genius comes out in this, and it is brilliant.
It's shot as a reality style of shoot, but there's just so much more to it, and I really don't want to spoil it because I kind of want people to go in watching it thinking it's going to be a bit rubbish like I did, because then the only way is up from there.
It's funny, you two both are sort of banging on about Anil Kapoor in this film. And I did see the actual thing pop up on my home screen. I thought, I want to check that out because I actually am a bit of a fan of his. I think he's a good actor. But I actually saw a Bollywood film this week. Can you believe it?
What did you watch?
And I wasn't on a plane. So, you know, there's quite a big moment for me.
Change, go on.
And it was quite an old one. And again, it just popped up on the Netflix to watch something. And it was Dil Dharakne Do.
Oh yeah.
And the only reason why I watched it is because I know the songs are quite good in there. It's got good songs. Let's just watch a film. It's actually quite a decent film. It was a really easy film to watch.
Is that Varun Dhawan? Who's the lead in that?
It's Ranveer Singh and Priyanka Chopra and Anil Kapoor. It was a good watch.
What's the big banger?
Galaguria was in there.
There was like a disco, funky housey disco song.
There's quite a few songs in there that were, they were all pretty, Belly Bar.
Yeah, that's
Belly
it.
Yeah.
That's a big, that was a good song.
Going back to the AK versus AK, I enjoyed it a lot, and you can probably expect that from me. There is a lot of swearing in it, but having spoken to a lot of older people, they didn't enjoy Anil Kapoor swearing.
And
the conversations I've had with older people, like our dad's age and everyone, is I wasn't expecting that from Anil Kapoor.
Yeah.
And well, that's a debate to be had. I think, because for now, me, that was brilliant. I found it so refreshing.
And what I actually think is very much what you can expect from Anil Kapoor. But that's also because we work in the industry. So we've got a slightly different lens on things. Like you said, we have met him. We've worked with him. We know his management and people around him. And what I interviewed him in 2011, because I know that because it was the IFAs in Canada. That was when I first met him. And you know what happened in the interview? I'll tell you, it's just a straight up behind the scenes reveal, right? He came at me and he went, I don't want to talk about Slumdog. I don't want to talk about me being a dad and my daughters coming up through the ranks like Sonam and also how I'm going to help them or what advice they need. Bruv, I looked down at my questions. He literally listed all of my questions. And I look up, you know, you look up at him and you go, I got nothing. I went, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And I remember looking around at cameramen and editors and all of them, they're like, yeah, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And we just went off one. But what you realize about him is the reason why he did want to talk about those things is because he's like, look, that's all done. I don't want to do what's done. I want to do new. And there was one line I said to him, and I've said this before on a podcast because he asked me to repeat it. Do you know what I'm going to, have I already said this? Do you know what I'm going to say? I said to him, you know what? You take your craft seriously, but you don't take yourself seriously. And he stopped me, goes, say that again. And I crap myself because he's got that ability to turn and look at you and be quite serious, right? So he has got, I think he has got the ability to swear and to be a strict dad. You know, you can see he's got that hard voice, you know, he can say that again. And I went, I said, you take your craft seriously, you don't take yourself seriously. Like you make yourself the joke.
Can I just ask, did the samosa come out of your jitter at that point? No,
brother, a box of them did. A box of them did. They thought the catering van had arrived and it wasn't. I was just bricking samosas, right? And he goes, so, but what you realize from him is he's probably at a stage of his life where he thinks, I'm smashing it. I am in films with Tom Hanks, with Tom Cruise, with all these people. He can pick Hollywood, Bollywood, the 24 series. So he's probably thinking, I want to do something different with Anurag Kashyap. And he did. And he does
that,
it well.
That line that you just said to him,
yeah,
he kind of repeats that in the start of that film.
I didn't hear it. Where does he say? I don't know. When he's on the sofa,
when he's being interviewed by Anurag Kashyap and they're having that question and answer session with the public. He goes, I'm shameless.
Shameless, that's what he says. Yeah, he goes, I'm a shameless actor, I've got no harm in asking. But you're right, you can see that in him, and he's a grafter. He's a, you know, he's committed to looking good, he's committed to working out. And he said, would you remember what he said in the interview in the studio? He said, when other people are out partying, I'm resting. When other people are on holiday, I'm working. You know, he's meaning I don't stop. So anyway, my point is, he's an incredible, artist, but also Anurag Kashyap is a director. And in this, he's in front of the camera. And
he's very good.
He's very natural. And I love his, and the two of them together, like the star and this kind of sarky, dry director. Plus also because we've interviewed people in their vanity wans, you know, behind the scenes, we've waited on set for someone to finish up. We've had, you know, producers come and go, you can't film this, turn that off. Don't run this while that's happening. Wait for Sir to do this. Wait for Sir to do that. And they wait. Yeah. So this felt realistic. So anyway, AK versus AK, you're right, it's not your traditional Bollywood film, it's a reality show stroke film, but I'm half an hour in. When this podcast is over, I'm going back to it.
So was that your things you've learnt, you guys, that you're part of the Anil Kapoor fan club for life?
The thing I learnt this week is that Netflix and Indian cinema are ready for us, to now be their consumers. They were catering for our parents before. This program, film, thing, shows that they've now moved on and the rest needs to follow.
I thought you meant us, as in they're rating for us.
Yeah, oh, that as well. Yeah. I mean, which means our TV show, the, you know, the Brownlow boys in Bombay, right? It's beautifully alliterated, right? Even though no one calls it Bombay anymore. Right? But the Mumbai men in... yeah, something like that, right? When we go there, we do our reality show, whatever it is, it's now time. Look at the people they're referring to. They're referring to Chris Hemsworth in there. They're talking about Tom Hanks in there. The references are not Indian cinema references. This is a global show, man. And I hope people are watching this in America and in Canada, New Zealand. You know, people who aren't desi and are just going, hey, I thought it was a good show. I thought it was clever.
Yeah, it was clever.
I know him from Slumdog Millionaire. Cool. So they kind of half recognize Anil Kapoor. and the rest is, you know, you see them looking good. You see them in his Adidas and his kind of trainers and his this and I know Anurag Kashyap. But I'm thinking, this is a good look. This is a real look. And we were in Mumbai a year and a half ago. And that's what people are like. That's what it is like. That's what the scene is like. So yeah, anyway, AK versus AK, worth a watch. Thank you, Kedge, for introducing me to that. And, you know, hopefully I can introduce you to space and telescopes and Satch with his samosa in the bum. So, you know, we're all winning.
My thing I learned, by the way, this week, it's a good one, because obviously we've got the freezing temperatures arriving in the UK. It's going to be Arctic weather. You might be walking outside. You might get caught without gloves on, and you might be feeling very cold in your hands. That's what normally tends to get cold first, your hands and your feet. If you have forgotten your gloves and you need to warm your hands up on that moment, instantly, you know how to do it? The quicker. No, there is another part of the body you can put
them. That's always warm.
But you don't want to be walking down the street with your hands in your pants. You might get arrested.
People do it.
But if you want to quickly warm the hands up, you stretch them up. Right, let's all do it. Let's all quickly do it. Everyone,
It's a bit like you being a goalkeeper. So hands up in the air.
Hands up in the air, and then put them both down at the back of your neck. Put them flat down at the back of your neck.
Put them down your collar.
Touch the back of your neck.
I tell you what, I wouldn't do that. I tell you why I wouldn't do that, because that would then transfer the cold to my spine, and I would feel I'm very sensitive like that. You know, when you're sitting there and your back of your t-shirt just rides up a little bit, and you get that little bit of breeze from where your little bit of back fat sticks out, right? I don't like that. I have to pull my t-shirt down. You know what I've noticed as well? When Milo and Logan, because we spent a lot of time on a sofa, when their t-shirts ride up, they do the same. I see them pulling forward and then pulling the back of their t-shirt down, because you can't have cold on your spine. And if you put cold on your spine, you're sending the cold round your body. Remember like Ready Breck? Remember that advert for Ready Breck when he ate the Ready Breck and his whole body glowed up nice and orange? You're doing the opposite of that. You're putting cold into your body. So I appreciate the back of your neck and that top part of your spine might be warm, and you got to put your... Also, what, you want to walk down the road with two hands down the back of your shirt?
No, you don't have to do it the whole time. Just a quick touch and your hands will heat up instantly. That's all I'm saying.
I'll give it a go tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm going down my pants.
The thing I learned this week was the fact that there's a bakery in Tamil Nadu that make life-size cakes of actual people.
Yes,
amazing.
Why have you not got this for my birthday?
Honestly, it was to be fair. Like the reason why they made this life size cake was because obviously the news of Diego Maradona from the last few weeks, and they sort of said, "No, we're going to recreate him." They made him as a cake and they stuck him in the window of their baker's. This cake had 270 eggs in it and over 60 kilograms of sugar. But I got to say, the face, it's not Diego Maradona. It looks like Johnny Lever. It looks like Johnny Lever.
He does.
Yeah, but can I say, they also made the Maradona cake 6 foot tall.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's life size.
No, that's not...
He's about 5 in a bit.
He's about 5'2", you know, if that.
And all right, you get a bit more cake.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong with that. But look at that. I can't believe it.
I think they should go sort of one step further, and obviously they've done it as a sort of tribute to Maradona, but they should do this for birthdays, they could do this for weddings, they could do this for everything. Like, why hasn't this been done before? Next time it's my birthday, I want a life-size cake.
Guys, you can still order it from Tamil Nadu. It won't take long for my birthday. If you were going to make the Kedge birthday cake, life-size Kedge, what would you make it from? What would be in it?
The Kedge cake?
The Kedge cake.
Okay, so I don't really know you to be much of a meat eater, right? So you don't really do cakes and desserts. I don't think, Satch, you're megaly for it, but you're probably a bit more than Kedge. A little bit more than Kedge. But I don't think I've ever seen you with a cake. Okay, so this is a silly little thing that's coming to my mind. Remember Sahail Sahi, who used to work with us?
Yes.
Right? He used to bang on about Victoria sponge cake. So I know, bang. Right, he's a Victoria sponge cake. Okay, that's him with a cup of tea. Like my wife likes a kind of the fresh creams, creamy sponge cake. So I know that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm probably more of a cheesecake stroke chocolate cake. Kedge, okay. I don't know. I think you're probably like a carrot cake or something.
Carrot
a
bit, cake.
Something alter something. Now, I'd vegetables.
If I was to make him out of a cake, I'd make it out of a gujarati cake called dogla.
Oh gosh.
Yes, Satch knows me. Satch knows me well.
You'd have a big, like a big SpongeBob thing,
big
like
sponge kedge,
and then you could just pour the green chutney all over it, all dripping in it, lovely.
But you wouldn't be green. Well, that would make you like.
Oh, no, just that would be like you know when you cut the head, the chutney flows out.
I just think you can do it all with icing. You could have the fake Moschino sign with icing on the outside of it, so it looks like you're wearing the shell suit. From your holiday, so yeah. But
my favorite cake, though, that and like you said, not many people have seen me eat it, and because you're just difficult to find. But my favorite cake is the Black Forest gâteau.
Really, yeah. That's an interesting one because the Sara Lee chocolate gâteau was always the one. The Black Forest throwing in that berry juicy thing in the middle of it, I just don't think I don't like that.
Oh. That's when I lived in Germany. That's all I used to eat because obviously they're the originator, kingmakers of the Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte.
I beg your pardon.
That's what they call it. But so, okay, so if you did have a kedge cake, Satch, okay, if I got you a kedge cake for your birthday because yours is coming up,
I'd return it.
No, where would you cut it, Satch? Where would you cut? Where would you take that knife? Where would you start? Would you start with the toe? Would it be like that?
Oh, I'd try and find where the samosa's hidden.
Oh, right, okay. Right, brilliant. On that note, we've all learned something. Hopefully, we've started your 2021 with a bit more positivity. Right, Satch?
Yeah, that's right. And before we go, we have to big up everyone with the Fantasy Football League because it's all done and it'll be the first one of 2021. So I think we should give them a little big up.
Have we got any movers and shakers at the top of the chart?
Yeah, we have. We've got two new entrants between number two and number three. So number three, Aditya Nugraha, and he's on 1,081 points, and he's in third place. Who we got in number two? Sumit Acharya is in second place, and he's on 1,103. And still in the lead, Sukhpal Tour with 1,115 points.
Brilliant.
Wow. Okay, good stuff.
And between us three, so I'm in fifth overall of the whole.
Satch is doing really well.
Fifth there, and so that's top out of us three. Kedge is in second with 928, and Tommy is at the bottom with 898.
Oh, so I'm 30 points behind Kedge.
That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
Yeah, a couple of, and I'm doing better than I've ever done before.
Yes,
so you know what? As always. It's me versus me, you know. In fact, that's another one of my little messages of the year 2020. It's not you comparing you to anybody else. It's you versus you. Are you doing the best you can? I think I'm doing pretty good.
But you weren't saying that 2 weeks ago. I'm just saying.
No, you're right. You're right. Because, you know, you're right. Because what I started doing was I got lured into the Kedge trap of like comparing. And you're like, what does Kedge go on about the most? Apart from Tottenham, he goes on about Arsenal and Liverpool. Because he secretly loves them.
Yeah,
he's secretly comparing himself to them. He knows he could easily be an Arsenal fan, he could easily be
a word.
That's okay. Just talk to Satch for a minute, all right? If you don't mind, just pipe down. All right, and then so really, I got lured into that by kind of going, oh yeah. I thought all of a sudden, what's required in Fantasy Football League and football talk is to give it the bants to each other. And you know, I felt uncomfortable even saying it. I felt like I was being someone else. So apologies about that. I won't be doing that again.
Back to normal,
But I will be trying my best for me. And actually, that's all we want for you guys as well. So here's to a great 21. Be the best you can. Give your dreams a go. And we'll catch you next week. More Brown Note action. Boys, look after yourself. Laters.
Laters. Laters.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.